About 57,000 Wisconsinites work in Minnesota. That's more than double the number of Minnesotans employed in Wisconsin. Each of those workers has to file income tax returns in both states. That began in 2009 after a decades-old tax reciprocity agreement ended between the states. In the latest move to reach a new deal, Wisconsin is offering to pay Minnesota $87.3 million for the 2015 tax year. But Minnesota wants Wisconsin to pay $91.5 million next tax year. That leaves a financial gap in the agreements. Wisconsin Department of Revenue Secretary Richard Chandler says Wisconsin does not need to send Minnesota the additional money it's requesting.
If reciprocity were to go back into effect, it would mean a tax reduction for those Minnesota taxpayers. They'd pay less in taxes compared to what they're paying now. And Minnesota has said that they want Wisconsin to send them a payment to make up for that difference in revenue collections in Minnesota.
Minnesota Department of Revenue Commissioner Myron Franz says he's disappointed in the latest offer. He says having more Wisconsinites working in Minnesota than vice versa creates an imbalance and a revenue loss.
The fact is the effective tax rate for middle income taxpayers in Wisconsin is a little bit higher, and so that creates another imbalance. So it's these imbalances that create a distortion in the revenue flow between the states under reciprocity, and that's what Minnesota wants to be compensated for.
A deal has to be reached by September 30th in order to be in effect next tax year. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.